And it's a live music Friday here on WKAR's Current State. Our guest artist today, trombonist Michael Dees, who is a member of the MSU College of Music's Jazz Studies program. The night before last, Michael was performing at the Hollywood Bowl in a tribute to Ray Charles. We'll learn a little bit more about that experience and his experience recording with Paul Simon and Christian McBride, Alicia Keys, and others. Right now, let's hear Michael and his ensemble perform Brooklyn.
Thank you.
Fabulous. It's called Brooklyn. Michael Dees on trombone, Seth Ebersole on tenor saxophone, Francesco Romero on piano, and Adam Olszewski on the bass. Michael Dees is a member of the MSU College of Music's Jazz Studies faculty. He has played extensively with the Christian McBride Big Band and with stars like Paul Simon and Alicia Keys. And the night before last, he was at the Hollywood Bowl. And so we've got a few things we'd like to talk about before we let these great players go at it here again. Michael, great to meet you.
Hey, and great to meet you too.
Glad you're here. Talk to us a little bit about your musical journey here. I know you grew up in Georgia playing sax and trumpet, not trombone.
Yeah, I played recorder when I was in third grade.
Okay, that's where we all start out, right?
And my father liked to listen to a bunch of doo-wop records. So I heard tenor saxophone solos and all the music of the early and mid to late 50s. So like songs like Tequila and
The Champs.
The Champs, exactly.
Yeah, I grew up hearing that.
Yeah, so I heard all that stuff. And then my mother liked soul and Motown. So I heard that side of it too. And I was just immersed in the blues and R&B and the soul sound of the South. And then James Brown is from Augusta, Georgia, as well. So I heard a lot of that music growing up. Sort of natural for me to go towards a tenor saxophone, alto saxophone type thing. So I started playing that in sixth grade.
And but you ended up much more deeply into jazz.
Mm-hmm. My mom bought me a CD. CDs had just come out then. And
you are young.
and there was a compilation CD of had great jazz saxophone solos. So I got it, and I was like, this is different, and it's really exciting. I don't know why. So I started getting way into straight-ahead jazz.
Charlie Parker, I mean what? Drop some names.
Charlie Parker, Don Byas, Coleman Hawkins, Dexter Gordon.
Oh, yeah.
John Coltrane, Sonny Rollins.
You have a busy agenda you're on the jazz faculty here at MSU, but I know you have a busy agenda as a performer and as a recording performer and recording as well, which all sounds so rich. I mean, is it hard to juggle all this activity?
It is hard, and it was harder. I'm one of the luckiest people in the world. My wife is amazing and has taught me how to organize myself a lot better. So she got me using the Google Calendar, and she's taught me how to sleep, you know, like set a bedtime so I can make sure and have enough energy for all this stuff.
Okay.
It was pretty busy.
Okay.
Yeah,
this week, just the night before last, you played at the Hollywood Bowl. What was going on there?
They were doing the Christian McBride Big Band has really taken off in the past 5 or 6 years. We played at the White House in February. We did Obama's last musical concert at the White House, and it was a tribute to Ray Charles. So we had a fantastic time there meeting President Obama and the First Lady. And then we also took that exact show to the Hollywood Bowl for another tribute to Ray Charles.
So it was the same, similar program. Same program.
Yep.
Wow.
And then we had the great lead singer for Earth, Wind, and Fire, Philip Bailey, singing Sun Goddess and Africano Power and Here's to Life. It was amazing.
What was that like?
He actually got me through my childhood, Philip Bailey, because when I was 15 and 16 trying to figure out life and get out of Georgia, like I was listening to Live in Japan, Earth, Wind, and Fire every day, all day long.
Maceo Parker was on the bill as well, who's a legendary sax player with James Brown.
Oh, yeah.
What was it like to share the stage with him?
Well, I've been really fortunate to have had, you know, a few different times to get to play with Mr. Parker. He's a legend. Just being around him you know, lifts everybody up and lets you reach musical heights that you couldn't do by yourself.
What a week. Hollywood Bowl, now Current State's Live Music Friday.
Yeah, I'm so glad
there
to be back.
There is nowhere
here.
To go but down from here, Michael.
Well, I've got my students are just burning, so I'm really, really happy to have them here.
Talk to us about the players who you're with here today.
Yeah, I've known these cats for the past few years, especially Adam and Frenchie. I met them as freshmen. I even met Frenchie, which is short for Francesca. She's from Miami, and I met her at her high school and spoke to her some about the program. She's just doing fantastic things here. She's already had a number of successful performances in the Michigan area. Adam is from Ann Arbor.
Is it Michigan High School? Francesca's from?
No, she's from Miami.
Miami, I beg your pardon.
Yep,
you said
yep.
That.
New okay. World School of the Arts. Is that right? And they've got a really great director there, Jim Gazier, who just churns them out, and Francesca is no exception. So Adam's from Ann Arbor, and I've known him for a couple years. He recently did a record date with me in New York for tenor saxophonist Jason Hainsworth, comes out on the Seattle-based Origin imprint. And then Seth is from Pennsylvania, and just sounds fantastic. He's starting the second year of his master's program here, studying with Professor Rivera.
We will let you get back to doing your music here right after I ask you about your work with Paul Simon and Alicia Keys. Mm-hmm. This goes back a few years.
Yes.
But talk to us about that project.
Sure. I got a call to play the benefit for Katrina that was held in New York City right after Hurricane Katrina hit. It was a sort of an all-star show of headlining acts. Nine Inch Nails was there, I remember. Alicia Keys. Oprah was an MC. Paul Simon was there. And I was called to play with Paul Simon's band. We played one of his great songs, Back to the Bayou, or Down Home in the Bayou. And I got to play sousaphone, which is, you know, like the marching tuba. In a brass band ensemble.
You play them all. Holy cow.
I play a few instruments, yeah.
I guess so. And that is on a DVD that people can actually
see. Yeah, live DVD, Hurricane Katrina, Red Cross benefit. And you can see me there in the flesh playing a giant tuba. Paul Simon was incredibly gracious. Great guy.
Well, you know what I'd like to do here, and I'm going to call an audible here just a little bit, just so we can hear more of you guys play. I'll let you, Michael Dees, make your way back to your seat, because you had to move here in order to conduct the interview here. I want to remind our listeners that on Monday, CATA's Bob Swanson joins me. He is a supporter of the Bus Rapid Transit Plan, which has stirred up a lot of disagreement in Meridian Township in particular. Bob will be joined by another proponent of the Bus Rapid Transit Plan, and we will be asking them about it and why they are supporters of it. Also, the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency is working with employers and other organizations, including some that often compete with each other, to help veterans find jobs. We'll learn more about the talent attraction team Monday here on Current State. Again, a big thanks to Michael Dees and all these great players, Seth Ebersol, Francesca Romero, and Adam Olszewski on the bass. They're going to play us out here, hopefully for a bunch more minutes. What are we going to hear?
This is the title track from my new record, Father Figure.
Father Figure. It's Michael Dees and friends here on Current State's Live Music Friday.
Two, one, two, one, two.